813 is Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Of course, 4th of July, it is fireworks season, and we're going to talk some fireworks safety and what's legal, what's not legal. Joined this morning by Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins. Chief, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for having us this morning. Yeah, and also Galesburg Fire Marshal Randy Hoven. Randy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right, so it's that season, and Randy, I'm guessing a little even extra, not that you're not busy already, but extra busy for you when this time of year comes around.
There's a little setting up for it. There is. The mouthful of alcohol and sparkle was a nice segue to break into this. So
you know, I should say, do not try that at home. Tom was joking. He probably shouldn't have said it. I'm just, you know, that goes for you too, Nick. I think a lot of times we just don't necessarily realize how dangerous even the smallest of a firework can be.
That's very true. We've had some incidents through the years, and a couple of years back we had someone that was really injured with a firework, an illegal firework, I should say. The state of Illinois does have something called the Pyrotechnic Use Act, and that kind of tells you what you can and cannot use in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and is there anything in different, particularly in the city of Galesburg as far as ordinances, or we pretty much follow the state?
We follow the state. Okay. Office of State Fire Marshal.
Yeah. Well, so that's the thing. So we've got, you know, Iowa's changed their laws. They've relaxed them a little bit.
Right.
More things are legal there. Of course, people already went to Missouri or Kentucky or Indiana to get things that are illegal here. I mean, you bring it across state line, it's just as illegal as it was before. I guess that's the thing people have to remember.
Very true, very true. And we're really limited in what we can use in the state of Illinois as compared to Iowa and Indiana. Everybody says we're not the fun state, but it is what it is.
So. Well, yeah. And I guess sometimes to leave it to the professionals.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Really what we're limited to in the state of Illinois is you can use anything that is labeled as 1.4G consumer. So it pretty much knocks a lot of stuff out of the park. You can't use anything that's handheld as far as like fireworks go, bottle rockets, any type of firecrackers are illegal, skyrockets, Roman candles, buzz bombs, and a lot of the stuff the guy in there that was talking about.
Who's producing? Who's
producing? Yeah. A lot of that's illegal. So
with or without the scooter stick.
Oh. You can use sparklers. You can use smoke devices, things called the little trick noisemakers called party poppers, snappers, things like that. Glow worms are legal. Snakes, the little snakes are legal. But it's important to keep in mind that some of those things, you still want to use some parental supervision on those also, especially the sparklers.
Well, and that's the thing. We talk about that in particular because I've seen that before during, you know, we're out there, big bang boom for the lake. I've seen people put those in their toddler's hand. And those get up to what, 1,600, 2,000 degrees?
1,200 degrees. That's really close to actually what the temperature of lava is.
Wow.
So, and actually, I was looking up some stats. 25% of all firework injuries come from sparklers.
Wow. And it's not all, I mean, that's number one. It's burns with that, obviously, but there are other injuries that happen. You mentioned bottle rockets, which I didn't even realize those were, was there a time that those were okay in Illinois or not?
Back when we were a kid, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But even with those, I mean, I know somebody who lost an eye because I'm messing around in high school. Somebody shot a bottle. They were shooting bottle rockets at each other. Like, that's not very smart. But yeah,
we weren't very smart when we were younger. We used to have bottle rocket wars in the neighborhood. I remember that.
I mean, I don't know that I'm any smarter than I was then, but just still.
Yeah, and even the stuff Randy mentions is only supposed to be used on private property.
Oh, okay. So if you're at Lake Story for Big Bang Boom or anywhere else at a public fireworks show, don't.
Yeah, you cannot use even the legal fireworks. You can't use on public property.
Okay, all right. So, how about enforcement? Obviously, it's not easy because there's so much of it going on this time of year. I mean, I'm guessing the police get the majority of the calls. Is that right?
They enforce.
Okay. So do you guys actually have to go out on calls at all for stuff like that? Or
yeah, we do if there's a hazard involved. We usually aren't there with any enforcement. If we have something, the police will show up. And, you know, they're very busy. They do put on a few extra staff out at the lake.
Yeah.
But people shouldn't hesitate to call if they're concerned about, you know, what's going on in their neighborhoods.
Yeah. And sometimes, with, you know, the people that actually travel to get these, it's not usually just a couple they're setting off. They're sometimes trying to have their own show, I guess.
Yeah, you see that quite a bit. I in my neighborhood, there's somebody that likes to do that every 4th of July. So,
Yeah. Which, I mean, It's illegal. I mean, I guess the number one thing is if you are doing it, yes, remember it's illegal, but try to be safe if you're doing it. And I guess in a neighborhood also, I mean, there's a reason we do it out at the lake or somewhere away from hazardous because there's fallout from it. Some of that stuff could still be burning when it comes down to the ground.
There is always going to be a fire hazard. You know, one of the things I get asked about every year, and I've been asked several times, are the sky lanterns. The ones that they light, the little balloon.
Oh, yeah.
And those have actually been banned in the state of Illinois, too, because of that very reason, because of them coming down and starting fires and starting roofs on fire or things like that. So you need to be very aware of what you're using and what's legal and what's not legal. Something else I would actually throw out there is when you're using the sparklers at home or anything is to keep some water nearby. So when the children are done using the sparklers, you put those in there and cools them down right away.
Randy Hovind is Galesburg Fire Marshal. Tom Simpkins, Galesburg Fire Chief, joining us here this morning talking about fireworks safety and what's legal, what's not. Most things are illegal here in the state of Illinois, which I don't find to be such a bad thing necessarily. You know, and don't, I mean, I guess there's even, like you said, yeah, private property, but with sparkler, don't light it in the house.
Yes,
don't
keep
light
outside.
It in the garage, yeah. Probably. You got, you know, oil that's been spilled or a gas can. I mean, yeah, again, there's so many different ways that you make fire hazards. Yeah.
Very true. And again, going back to our segue about the mouthful of alcohol and putting it out with the sparkler, which that's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah. But they don't mix. The two don't mix. So, I mean, be sober and be aware and be safe, especially when you're with your children and you're using these items.
Don't drink them light. Right?
Right.
That's not bad. I like that. That's good. That's good.
There's a lot of stuff online you can find on safety tips. You know, never relight a dud. And how many of us used to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 I mean, maybe the wick just didn't burn. Maybe it'll burn again. Try it again. Or now it's really, really short and it'll blow up in your hand or whatever the case may be.
Put on some safety glasses. Mm-hmm. Just you know, never carry fireworks in your pocket. Something else used to do quite a bit, but kind of crazy.
Yeah, I never even thought about that one. And especially, I suppose, not in your pocket and the lighter in the same pocket, too.
That would be good.
That would not be, that probably isn't a great idea. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it comes down to really, and this is the biggest probably of the problem, it comes down to common sense. And that can be a problem.
Well, some of us have gained more of it as we've gotten older.
Well, yeah, a little, very little for me. But I mean, when it comes to fireworks, though, I'm okay. I can have common sense when it comes to that.
Something else I wanted to bring up too is, and I don't know if anyone's going to do this, especially with how the heat's supposed to be on the 4th of July. But if you're wanting to do anything like an outside fire pit or something like that, which some people like to do, you can call down to the public safety building, the central fire station, and get a permit to do that. The type of burn permits you use at like Lowe's or Menards or places like that, the commercial ones you buy, you can use those at any time, and they just have to be about 5 feet away from your house.
Okay.
If you're wanting to do like a weenie roast, you want to put, you know, something on the ground, the hours for that are between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., 4-hour burn time. Permits are free. Just let us know you're going to do it. Use dry seasoned firewood, no lumber, no construction material, leaves, twigs, things like that.
Okay. Well, I guess we're lucky in that we've had enough rain as of late that things aren't all dried out to make it even more of a
true,
hazard.
True. Yeah. No, we're good in that aspect.
Yeah. You know, and something we added several years ago when we got complaints, you know, somebody's burning and the smoke's coming in the neighbor's window. There is an element of that we have to kind of litigate, if you will. Somebody calls and says, the neighbor's burning again. It's coming in my window. So usually we'll go out, and even if it's legal and they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing, if the smoke's going in the neighbor's window, it is something we can ask them to put out.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess you got to pay attention to the wind and things like that. You don't want to ruin the whole neighborhood.
Well, and you know, that's it. You know, a lot of this ends up in neighborhood disputes, and then you have these ongoing. And in the old days when we had open burning, we were out there all the time trying to play, you know, good cop, bad cop, or good fireman, bad fireman with the neighbors just to keep them getting along.
Yeah, if you're smoking pork, I'm fine with that smoke coming in my windows. I'm okay with it. But, yeah.
A little bacon smell.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine with that. Randy Hovind and Tom Simpkins from the Galesburg Fire Department joining us here this morning. Of course, 4th of July. And, it seems like most everything, I guess, basically, for the most part, anything that explodes in any way, shape, or form is illegal.
Very true. Yeah. I mean, that's just the best way to anything that will launch itself off the ground, anything that has an explosion to it. I mean, without getting into the technical grams of, grams that it must be labeled. Yeah. If it's exploding, if it's taking off the ground, it is more than likely illegal to use in the state of Illinois.
So we cannot answer that question. How many bottle rockets does it take to get G.I. Joe up in the air?
No, we'll probably leave that one alone for now.
We should leave that alone. Again, I'm not condoning.
Sure.
If you're in another state, fine. Just not here. Just
take G.I. Joe into Indiana and see how it works.
There you go. All right, anything else fire safety-wise or fireworks safety-wise we need to know?
No, again, like I say, use common sense when you're using what is legal in the state of Illinois. With the sparklers and everything else, be sure to have some water nearby if you're going to have an outside fire pit or you get a permit to do a weenie roast, anything like that. Be sure you have your hose out, you have your extinguisher handy, and you're paying attention to what you're doing and keeping your eye on the kids.
Well, I guess this time of year also, even grilling is another one that comes into play, depending on what kind of grill you use. How close you have that to the house or on your wood deck or whatever, and being careful.
Yeah, we don't. If you live in an apartment, you got it out on your balcony. You don't want that. That's not a great idea. We do see that sometimes. If you're cooking, which a lot of people are having family and friends over, be sure you're watching your grill and just keeping an eye on the kids. I mean, they're excited. They're having fun. It's Fourth of July, you know, just need to keep an eye on them, make sure they stay away from those things.
And we'll be out to the lake for the Big Bang Boom, sitting on the south side there with probably the best seat.
You'll be right in the thick of there.
Yeah, and the Henderson Fire Protection District comes out with a truck, a brush truck, since we don't have one, and in case anything gets away in the timber. So we always want to thank them for coming out and helping us with that.
So what's part of the for you guys out there just making – because obviously, you know, the J&M comes in, you know, they're professionals with what they do. What is your just to make sure that there's not – fire hazards around the launch site?
We'll go out there about 5 o'clock when they call us and say they're ready to go and make sure that they're properly prepared. Everybody's got their certifications, things like that, that they've got their, it's a 200-foot barrier all the way around. I think it's a little farther than that, actually. They set all that up. And then also, I want to keep in mind, you want to tell our listeners to keep in mind that about 30 feet to 40 feet away from the shoreline, they're going to set up those barriers. I know a lot of people want to get up close. There's a lot of fallout from those rockets. And also, they can, if we have a misfire, I mean, one of those can go off and hit someone out there in the lake. We don't want that. So,
Well, I know there will be an announcement if you're in that zone that the fireworks aren't going to start till you get out.
And that's for everybody's safety.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Those fireworks are very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you're talking, they're like mini bombs, basically.
Pretty much that's what they are. Yeah.
Yep. And really cool. And it's wonderful. The people that know what they're doing with them, well, it'll be a great show. But, if you're an amateur, and that's my thing. I don't even like to be at people's houses that do that. Especially, like I said, if they've been drinking or whatever, I don't trust them. I'm getting out of here. Not a fan of that. All right. Galesburg Fire Marshal Randy Hovind, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Galesburg Fire Chief Tom Simpkins. Tom, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Thanks.